Searching for a cheap copyright attorney, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that knows that failure is not an option. He knows Oklahoma means red man, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, welcome to another exciting episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. This is your host, Doug Jones. As you just heard, my Canadian nephew informed you as to what you're here for and who I am. And he is a Canadian entertainer par excellence, and I'm lucky to get away with having his services announcing the opening credits of my podcast free of charge. He has neglected to send me a bill. Of course, I'm kind of a moving target. I could be in one location one day, a different place another day. If he mailed me anything, it's going to be sent back to him. And I have not had to pay one dime yet for a year's worth of his valuable services. But thank you, Drew McMillan, for the excellent work you do opening every episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Now, I wished happy birthday to one of my good friends on a previous episode while I was struggling to get over a cold. And I got an email from that friend last night saying that my voice sounded horrible. And all I remember is Randy telling me how husky it sounded. And I was thinking, oh, the ladies are going to like that. But my friend hopefully is going to be listening to this episode and give me another critique as to the quality of my voice. But if it is not normal, it's going to be because I've been fighting off a cold that was brought down to me from Illinois by some visitors that we had, some out-of-town guests who were running from the horrible Illinois winter. They brought their germs with them, and I was the unlucky recipient of a cold. But in any event, we are here to help people approach and successfully negotiate the transition from regular life to Medicare life. And I refer to them as lazy men and sometimes lazy ladies, because these are people that are really not happy about having to negotiate this complicated and boring and dull area of life, which involves insurance and risk and the possibility of making mistakes and so forth. But ultimately, when you squirt out the other side, you've acquired Medicare protection for your medical bills that will last you the rest of your life. You have acquired coverage to supplement Medicare that you can keep for the rest of your life if you want to. And you've covered, or you've acquired a drug plan that will help to pay for some of the cost of your Medicare prescriptions. And then you can walk away. You can cancel your subscription to this podcast if you want. You can have us remove you from our mailing list, and you can ignore the whole subject for the rest of your life. And I would prefer that you would just keep listening, you know, keep downloading the podcast, because the bigger the audience looks, the more likely some deep pocket advertiser is going to be to actually offer us some money. When I say us, I'm referring also to my good friend, my podcast engineer, and my spiritual guru. That's Randy Carson. He's sitting right on the other side of the screen. Hello, Randy.
Mr. Jones, I'm glad to see you again. I do have a question, though.
Ask away.
I don't know if it's as much a question as it is just an observation. When I commented on the wonderful timbre of your voice, you know, in our previous podcast.
Yeah.
It reminded me of someone who you may know. Remember Lyle Waggoner?
I sure do. I sure do. Good looking guy. Carol Burnett was, always enthralled with Lyle during their skits, their comedy skits. So
yeah.
Did he have a cold too? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm not sure he had a cold, but you know, if having a cold makes you sound like Lyle Waggoner, I'm not sure I'd not want to have a cold, especially in the context of, a podcast.
Well, my friend, the birthday boy, said I sounded bad, but it could have been interpreted that I sounded as though my cold was bad. Maybe he wasn't saying that my voice sounded bad. On the other hand, we'll let the ladies decide. I'll just evaluate the mail, the fan mail that comes flowing into dbj@mlmmailbag.com. In fact, I'm sitting here waiting for mail to flow in from the ladies right now.
Well, the calls are already starting to arrive.
Yeah,
at the offices of Medicare for the Lazy Man.
That's a subscriber whose episode has not even reached their device yet. They're already calling in.
Yeah, well, they were actually calling in to comment on your Lyle Waggoner-ish voice.
Well, God bless him. Hey, listen, you have often referred to me as the anti-insurance guy.
We can't get rid of him.
Should we just start answering the calls and make that our content for today?
We could do that.
Anyway, you call me the anti-insurance guy, and I'm sure it has a lot of new listeners scratching their heads. Would you like to give me a short explanation of that?
Well, I certainly can.
Does that ring any bells at all?
That particular tagline, I think if I'm not mistaken, I dreamt that up or it popped into my head way, way early in our relationship. I mean, we've been working together now for a couple years. Well, a couple years before that, but
we met in March of 2018, as I recall. So okay. 3 years.
So we're running up on, well, we're here 3 years, March. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that particular tagline occurred to me because there are so many insurance people that you can't trust in my world. Mm. They're trying to sell you something that is only good for them, or let's say it's much better for them than it is for the client.
Yeah.
And Doug is just not that way. Doug, if there's a way to make it a win for both, certainly Doug will. But I would hazard a guess to say that your mental processes are slanted severely in the direction of the client. Is that right?
That would be correct. And that's why I drink cheap beer brewed by Miller rather than the imported Guinness that you enjoy. And
there is that. Yes.
So I typically, and it's self-interest. It's enlightened self-interest that causes me to care about the welfare of my client. And the reason is I don't want to hear from my clients when they have a problem. I would rather, sell them a product that's going to do a good job for them at a reasonable cost so that they never have any reason to call me up and say, "Hey, fix this problem." I want to have only happy encounters with my clients. So that would be the reason that I try to pick carefully as to what I recommend. I've heard Medicare experts talk about the sales, the money they make from selling Medicare Advantage plans. And sure, you can sell a Medicare Advantage plan. You can paint it all up, put lipstick on it like Joe Namath does and make it look fantastic. But I've heard these same people say that 90% of the problems their clients have come from those who have Medicare Advantage plans, whereas only about 10% of their clients that call them with problems have Medicare supplement plans. And when I've heard that over and over and over again, I say to myself, I'd rather only sell the kind of products that people do not have trouble with and call up in an angry state of mind and say, "Hey, you sold me a pig in a poke." And so that's why I try to do that. Not because of my love for fellow man, but because, frankly, I don't like irritated customers.
Well, speaking of pigs.
With lipstick?
When you said lipstick, and now we've referred to pigs, uh-huh. We used to have an expression back in Nebraska. And I am assuming that you've heard it many times. If you put lipstick on a pig, you've still got a pig.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And frankly, that pig is going to act like a pig someday. It's you're going to be sorry that you didn't do more to make the pig a better companion, I suppose. Maybe that's the takeaway there. I don't know. Anyway, you got your choice today. I want to give you a choice. You work very hard to make this podcast entertaining. And I sent you two checklists for the two episodes that we're going to record. But I realize that you may have a preference. And one choice was some articles I have. And one choice was mail from the mailbag. And typically the mail choice is your most common. That's your request. That's your selection. And so I'm offering you that choice today. Should I read some boring articles about Medicare, or should I just scrap that for the time being and go with the mail from the mailbag?
Well, I am going to vote for the mail from the mailbag.
Okay.
For one reason, maybe it's somewhat self-serving.
Okay.
After I get off of this long oxygen hose I'm on because of the Wuhan flu,
yeah,
I'm going to be getting out and around. And I don't want to get up into Cave Creek and figure out that I'm so far behind on the mailbag delivery that they're going to run me out of town.
Well, I understand that because the bars are open and the patrons are there. And I'm inclined to think you might be in a little danger if we don't give them what we want. So let's do that today. So you can just change the notations on your checklist or throw it away, whichever suits your fancy. And I've got a big stack of mail here from the MLM mailbag. And if you want to send mail and ask questions or maybe perhaps propose an improvement in our operation, then you can send your thoughts to dbj@mlmmailbag.com. And we will then read it. And as I've said many times, if you're angry and you use a lot of nasty poo-poo words and you talk about our political persuasions or whatever, you can rest assured that because this is a family podcast, that we're going to clean it up and make it sound like you are a genius with a really deeply thought out opinion. And we're going to, you know, make you look good, even if you don't look good because you're foaming at the mouth and raving and pounding on your desk. So that is the uptick. And I was looking for something else I was going to read because we did receive one important piece of mail, but I'm going to go back to last October 12th and deal with somebody named Robert. And I am going to read what Robert wrote. Here it is, October 12th. He said, "Hello, Mr. Jones. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just purchased Medicare for the Lazy Man. After slogging through mind-numbing sales pitches, articles, websites, etc., it's a relief to read information presented in a clear, straightforward, and understandable way." What a guy. I love hearing stuff like this. He said, "I also appreciate your willingness to put your email address out there and field questions. You've convinced me, 68 years old, in excellent health, you've convinced me that a Medicare supplement plan is the only way to fly. Quick question, if I might. Are the Medicare supplement plan N's a viable option, or would I be better off sticking with the plan F or the high deductible plan F? Thank you for your time." Now, this was written 5 months ago, so I'm going to be as surprised as you all will be at my answer. "Good morning, Mr. So-and-so. Thank you for writing. Plan N is certainly a good choice as Medicare supplements go. I typically do not mention Plan N because it's somewhat more complex than the other plans I stress, therefore not conforming with my goal of simplifying Medicare for the reader. The idea of a per-occurrence copay smacks of hidden charges in Medicare Advantage plans, so I concentrate my efforts on plans F and G. I'm very glad you enjoyed the book. If the mood strikes," oh, here it comes. "Yeah, I would never object to having you post a short customer review on the site where you got the book. That would be very helpful, not only to me, but to potential future readers as well. Finally, if you would like me to help you search for a reasonably priced Medicare supplement from a highly rated company, I've attached a short questionnaire for that purpose. Please only provide information that you feel secure sending to me via email." And then he wrote back and said, thanks for the quick response. I've sent a brief review, 5 stars to Amazon. What a guy. What a guy. Appreciate the offer to help with the search for Medicare supplement plan, but I'm pretty much locked into selecting among 16 supplement plans in a private retiree health exchange that is contracted with my former employer. The employer is providing a health retirement account to help with premiums, etc. And then I said, thanks for the review and good luck in the future. And I thought he wrote more, but when I read his review, I wrote back and I said, that was very nicely done and very much appreciated. So that was a nice little October exchange of emails. And now we have another one that started in September of 2020 from Janet, and it continued into October. So Janet wrote, I have all the paragraphs listed and I have no idea what her question was. Okay, here it is, I think. Hi, Doug. I did not receive your email reply with the questionnaire. In fact, I was wondering if you received my initial email. Would you please resend it? Thanks. And I said, hi, Janet. Almost 2 weeks ago, you asked me about obtaining high deductible Plan G by the time your birthday rolls around in January. I sent you a short preliminary questionnaire that will allow me to pinpoint an accurate premium rate for that plan. I realize that your birthday seems like years away, but I know from experience that it will sneak up on you pretty quickly. In fact, on October 1st, you will be close enough that the Social Security Administration will accept your Medicare enrollment application online. That will be a necessary prerequisite to actually purchasing a Medicare supplement, but I will be happy to at least prepare your application ahead of time so that all the details are taken care of. Please be sure to let me know if I can be of service to you. And this is very confusing. Aha, my message may have ended up in the ozone because I responded to you from a different email address. I have attached yet another preliminary questionnaire. This is what's going to happen. I think the reason I kept this was because it's an instructive exchange in that we are going to need information about you in order to tell you what the cost of your proposed coverage would be. In other words, if you say, I want a Medicare supplement plan, I'm going to ask you for your date of birth. I'm going to ask you where you live. I'm going to ask you if you smoke or if you don't smoke. And I'm going to ask you what sex you are, not what gender you are, but what sex you are. And given that information, I would be able to tell you, well, if you want to go to this company, it's going to cost you such and such. If you want to go to this other company, it's going to cost you a little bit more or a little bit less. But I need to know all that information in order to give you an accurate quote. And I did have more correspondence set aside particularly just for this occasion, and I've misplaced it, but it was from one of our regular correspondents and one of our most valuable listeners, Dominic Regina. Dominic wrote very complimentary things. Congratulations on your 10,000th podcast download. And then he had a PS, and he said, PS, thanks, Doug, for not telling me that there was a way I could save a lot of money by getting a black and white version of your book. He said, I went and bought your 2021 book, and what happened? The next day, I listened to your podcast where you said, yeah, if you get it in black and white, it's going to cost you 40% less. Dominic, I apologize. I would have sent you the color version free of charge had I known it was going to wind up embarrassing me in the mailbag. But now that it has, I'm hoping that our listeners forget about it by next year, because next year is when we come out with the 2022 book. And I've learned my lesson. No more color, which costs about 40% more to publish. Everybody's going to save money. So the 2021 version of the paperback book was $14. That allowed me about 10 cents in royalties, and then everything else went to Amazon for the cost of publishing the book. But when I took the color out, when I said, hey, publish this in black and white, it makes some of the pictures a little more difficult to understand, but basically it knocked $6 off the price. So now it's an $8 item instead of a $14 item. And I think that's going to make the black and white change more popular, or it's going to make it worthwhile to people. Who wants to pay for color when, frankly, the content of the book is what you're looking for and not the color. So I hope Dominic is going to survive with his black and white version, but if it's a big problem, I'll do what I can to get him a color version. But I won't autograph it, Dominic. I won't autograph it. That's your punishment for complaining.
Well, you know, while you were wrapping up your thoughts with Dominic, the crickets have gone off. We were talking a little bit ago about, should we call these locusts?
They don't shed their skin, do they? So a locust has to be leaving behind an ugly, you know, brown, crunchy skin. So if it's not doing that, then it's not a locust.
Okay, well, it's not a locust then, because I've never seen any brown, crunchy exoskeletons laying on my desk.
That would be good, because frankly, I was so traumatized when I was a kid that when I saw the 17-year locusts come, I said, take me back to Oklahoma. And my parents said, no. And I said, well, then I'm never going out. Every 17 years, you're going to find me locked up in the house.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, this has been a great podcast. It left me with a couple questions, but I'm not going to ask them today. I'll save them for a future time, related to Medicare Supplement Plan N. We'll leave that for a future question. But ultimately, I want to thank everybody for joining us. We have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug, the anti-insurance guy, which we have explained in a little more detail earlier in this podcast. But he also holds various other titles. He is the president and CIO of MLM Airlines. He also is the chief pilot, and ultimately, he is the CIO, COO, and every other O for Medicare for the Lazy Man.
Do you have all that written down, or do you just do it off the top of your head?
No, I make it up as we go.
Very impressive. Well, let's send them to Amazon.com to buy the book, Medicare for the Lazy Man. Every day I wake up and I hope this is the day that the Audible book is going to arrive. And every day I'm disappointed. My dreams are crushed under the jackbooted thugs at Amazon, because they've been sitting on that thing since January 21st. It takes them forever to figure out when a book is ready for sale. So we'll report next episode, I suppose. And we have an ebook. The ebook is there. That's pretty inexpensive. $3.80 for the ebook, or as I said earlier, $8 for the paperback. You can keep that. You can leave it to your heirs, and it becomes a valuable family heirloom that your ancestors will value, and they'll open it up and say, you know where I got this? And, you know, enough of this, Faldy Roll. Randy, close it up quick.
All right. Well, everybody have a good day, and we'll catch you next time. Right. Thanks very much.